Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Susan Detmer, an associate professor in the Department of Veterinary Pathology with the Western College of Veterinary Medicine. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Detmer.
Thank you for having me today.
As we are aware, the media has been tracking the spread of COVID-19, but has been paying less attention to the seasonal flu. What has been seen in terms of the influenza situation overall this year, and how would that compare to a typical year?
So for humans, we're seeing record low numbers of influenza infections. They did go up a little bit over the winter, but they've actually started going back down again, and they were so low that it actually wasn't a season of influenza wasn't actually declared in Canada. It did not make the threshold for the minimum number of cases. And the types of viruses have actually been partially the influenza B virus, about a third in Canada, and the opposite proportion in the United States. It's been two-thirds influenza B in the United States. And the influenza A's have been mixed, H3N2, H1N1 pandemic strain, and some of the other seasonal human influenzas that we normally see. But there's no distinct pattern. There are not enough detected influenzas in North America to say that there's a distinct pattern like we normally have with one strain dominating in the human population.
What have been the primary reasons for this decline in influenza, and what key changes may have also contributed?
So the major cause of influenza strain spread in the human population is airline travel and international airline travel between the southern continent to the northern continents is actually where we see things moving from season to season. And in the southern hemisphere, Australia has been the main place that we look at to see what we can expect. So right now we would normally be looking at Australia, but because they have been in lockdown with a closed border for the last year, they have incredibly low levels of both COVID and influenza A. So we can't go by what they have right now. But because travel has been so limited between countries and even within countries, and all of the social distancing and masking that people are doing to prevent COVID transmission, this has actually had a positive effect. Everything has decreased for all the respiratory pathogens, including influenza. So even the common cold is way down in humans this year.
We did hear reports early this spring of two confirmed cases of influenza in Manitoba in swine barn workers, one a case of H1N1 and the other a case of H1N2, which were determined to be unrelated and from which the infected have fully recovered. What does this suggest in terms of concern, and what level of concern does it generate?
These are actually just the second and third cases of pig viruses in humans in Canada that we've been detecting. And in the United States, they've actually had both of these strains in humans before, more than 5 years ago, and same circumstances. They recovered just fine. There was very limited infection, and they don't typically spread between humans. So the human-to-human spread after these pig viruses get into humans have actually been extremely limited. There's a different type of virus. There's an H3N2 variant virus, which is actually the one that we're more concerned about. And that's the one that there have actually been hundreds of cases of, and mostly in people that show pigs. So these are a different type of pig. These are pigs that are brought to exhibitions, and they're usually younger juvenile people that are showing these pigs that are getting infected. And those viruses actually originated, the H3 came from human seasonal viruses in 2010 and got into the pigs. And then they're going back into humans after they've become swine viruses. So they've actually mixed with the swine viruses and still have the hemagglutinin protein on the outside that is human. And so it makes sense that that one would be more adapted to humans, and that's the one that we're more concerned about. We currently do not have any of those H3N2s in Canada. We have not detected any of those. So at this point, that is purely in the United States, and we're not as concerned about that. Right now, we're actually detecting these three viruses that we have detected in the last year that were pig viruses that got into humans. They all had limited infections and they all recovered, but we would not have detected these normally. Most often, because there's such a mild infection, people wouldn't go and get tested. And so because of COVID, these are people that are going and getting the COVID testing done. The PCR test for that is negative, and then they're getting tested for influenza after that. And so because of that testing, we're actually detecting these viruses. The first one of these viruses, these are actually native to Manitoba, these viruses in pigs, and they first emerged in 2013, and the first case of it in a human was actually detected in 2016 in a human in Minnesota. And so those viruses have actually been around for a while, and we do suspect that people have been infected, but because the infection is so mild, they did not seek any medical treatment or testing.
You mentioned COVID. What risk does COVID-19 pose to the farm, and why?
So just like any other workplace, farms have people that go home and come back, and they're in close contact in the workplace. So making sure that you're not going to work sick, if you have a cough, that you're getting tested, all of those things, wearing a mask, those are still important to do right now. As we're starting to get vaccinated, these people really are stepping up and getting vaccinated so that they're less likely to bring it to work or spread it or catch it at work. And so those are going to be key things going forward. Just like the general population, getting vaccinated for the COVID virus, which is the SARS corona type 2, and we need to keep that transmission down. Just like we would want to prevent influenza transmission in the farms. And we need to take some of the lessons that we're learning from this COVID pandemic and apply it to what we do when we're working on farms, because influenza is a risk. Human influenza in pigs is something that we try to prevent. And every year, especially in January and February after the Christmas holidays, I see a surge in human-to-pig transmission of pandemic H1N1 virus. And this last year, we've had minimal pandemic H1N1 detected in pigs. All of the H1N1 viruses were more than 2 years on those sites based on the phylogenetics. And so we know that human transmission to pigs was not occurring this year. And that has a lot to do with the fact that the human population wasn't spreading the pandemic virus amongst themselves. So that take and bring it forward to what we do this next year as influenza makes a comeback in Canada and the United States, we're going to start seeing more pandemic virus circulation in humans and that going back into pigs. And we want to prevent that because it does cause significant production losses on farms.
What are the recommendations overall to farmers?
So the recommendations for respiratory diseases, both COVID and influenza going forward, are going to be the same. Making sure that you don't go to work sick, that you take the time off, you do get tested, and make sure that you're not bringing influenza onto farms because we know that's a risk. Getting vaccinated for influenza, getting your COVID vaccine, all of those are going to keep it, you from spreading both of the viruses to your coworkers and spreading influenza to the pigs on the farm. All of these are standard biosecurity measures, limiting your contacts on the farms. All of those things are important going forward.
And is there anything you would like to add?
I definitely encourage anyone working on a farm to get your COVID vaccines. This is something that it is not a risk to the pigs, but it is a risk to your fellow coworkers. So please make sure that you get your COVID vaccine, and then in the fall, make sure you get your influenza vaccine because we don't know how bad the influenza season's going to be yet.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Our guest has been Dr. Susan Dettmer, an associate professor in the Department of Veterinary Pathology with the Western College of Veterinary Medicine. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.